It's Election Day 2009. 380 cities are electing mayors. Some races that are garnering national attention are New York and Atlanta. We're going to check in on the Atlanta race right now. Joining us is Susanna Capiluto, friend of the Takeaway and a reporter at Georgia Public Broadcasting. Good morning, Susanna.
Hey, John.
Polls are open. What are you seeing there? I mean, we wouldn't expect huge turnout. Are we expecting any turnout?
There's some turnout. It is expected to be maybe 35%. There's a handful of people now at the polls. They're open in a few minutes, so people are getting ready. What is really interesting about this race is, of course, the Mary Norwood, possibly first white mayor in Atlanta since the 1970s. You know, she's a councilor person who's been, really big in community organizing, and she's polling in the 40% rate. So we could possibly see a runoff with two African-American candidates, but she could also win outright today, depending on turnout.
Is the first white mayor possibly in Atlanta no big deal, or is it a contentious event there in the city?
It is somewhat contentious in that she says she's an independent, but she has voted in Republican primaries in the past, but she told voters that she supports Barack Obama. Now, her contenders, of course, say she is a Republican and they are Democratic, and Atlanta should be run by a Democrat, so that could be an issue once we get into a runoff.
All right. The turnout is expected to be about 30%, maybe even lower. Susanna Capiluto, thanks so much, from Georgia Public Broadcasting, talking about the mayoral election in Atlanta, one of 300 or more elections for mayors around the country in the United States. Thank you, Susanna.